I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Nothing says happy Thanksgiving quite like gypsy jazz. Well, all right, nothing says happy quite like gypsy jazz. You can hear it for yourself because today's program ends with a concert we recorded in our studio. The three musicians play the kind of songs Belgian guitarist Django Reinhardt performed with the French violinist Stefan Grappelli when they fronted the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. That was in the 1930s. On fiddle is Ben Powell. He's a classically trained violinist who turned to jazz after he discovered Grappelli's music as a teenager. Jonathan Joubert plays guitar, modeled on Django's instrument, and guitarist Jack Soroff has his own band that plays gypsy jazz. They begin with one of the tunes Django made his own, Coquette. Hear that decay. That's excellent. Jonathan Joubert on guitar, Jack Soroff on guitar, and Ben Powell on violin. Jonathan, since you're Django for today, you're doing the Django guitar part.
What pressure for me.
A lot of pressure. So tell us about Coquette.
Oh, the song is really a traditional medium swing, an elegant melody, exactly as Django could do at this time, with few notes and something really just beautiful.
Ben, let me ask you, the interplay between you, or in this case there are three of you among you, is very interesting. I wonder if you try to have the kind of rapport that Django and Stefan Grappelli had.
Well, I think it may be a subconscious thing. I think the energy of the music and the style evokes such an emotion between musicians. And I think it's this extraordinary combination of these percussive guitars, yet they have such a singing and a lyrical quality, and then when you put the violin on top of that, which in itself is comparable to the human voice, you put all that in the kind of the same sphere, and what you get is this magical combination. And I think it's very easily accessible that way because the harmony is quite predictable.
It's so happy.
It is. That's exactly. It's very optimistic. And at the time, you know, obviously society was slightly different to what we're used to today, especially here in the United States of America. And this music was very liberating, such as jazz. I mean, Benny Goodman, all of it. Glenn Miller. It was all meant to be something that allowed people to escape from the day-to-day pressures. And Grappelli spent World War II in London. And Django spent most of the time in Paris, so they did not play much during that period. And Grappelli wasn't a gypsy like Django. He wasn't of a gypsy heritage. So their lifestyles were different, and there's always many stories about them working together and the frustrations that Grappelli would have of working with somebody like Django who'd never turn up on time or, you know, just go about life in his own manner at his own tempo, which was exactly what he was, you know. But Grappelli was terribly together up in the morning and to bed at night and didn't necessarily conform to the Reinhardt lifestyle. So there's some extraordinary stories about the two of them.
Do you have a technique by which you lighten up and start swinging and and start kind of thinking gypsy jazz because you started out as a classical musician?
Yeah. I guess it's not a technique per se.
I guess that would defeat the purpose.
Exactly. I think it's actually quite the opposite. I think it's an ability to let go, yet to retain the control of the instrument. I used to be strictly a classical musician, then when I came to jazz, it was the release for me. It was therapy, and then I went back to playing classical music. Now I play jazz more than I play classical music, so when I go back to playing classical music, my goodness, the notes are written on the page. Oh, my God, what a joy. I don't have to make, you know.
That's liberating.
Isn't that incredible? But then I think I bring more imagination to my interpretation when it comes to playing classical music.
Yeah,
now that I've been a jazz musician, absolutely. Yeah.
I wonder if you could take us out today with something that you would like in honor of the 100th anniversary of the birth of Django Reinhardt. Ben, what did you just whisper?
The magic word. One of the anthems of this music. This is Nuage by Django Reinhardt.
Thanks. Ben Powell, Jonathan Joubert, and Jack Sorf. That's Ben Powell on violin, Jonathan Joubert on guitar, backed up by Jack Sorif, also on guitar. You can find a slideshow of the group playing in our studio and hear more music and stories from these musicians at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Best wishes from all of us at The World for a happy Thanksgiving.